from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
How about them Bears?
Yeah. How about them Bears?
That's the beacon of hope and positivity, baby. And they didn't even practice today. It's your go-to for feel-good, Parkins. But they didn't practice. You must have nothing to talk about or base this on.
There's always something to talk about, and Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears, because, Speaks, you do that that segment on Hit and Run. You call it Team of the Moment?
Team of the Moment.
It changes every week, right?
Every week there's a new team of the moment. The Pittsburgh Pirates were last Sunday morning's team of the moment.
How'd you know that, Danny?
He used to do it on this show, and then we were like, that's a hit and run bit.
But fun fact, I used to do it at Sporting News Radio in 2007. That's when I sang Asia's Heat of the Moment and all accompanying harmonies on that
Clever.
Bit. Thank you.
The Bears are the team of the moment in Chicago. And everywhere. They are a content machine kind
God
of machine.
Yeah.
That's what they are. That's what they are. Listen to Rich Eisen talking through teams that could make a deep run in January. Something like, I don't know, I was doing the other day.
The one more sleeper team of 2024 is the Chicago Bears making it to the NFC Championship game.
My bad.
So what you're talking about and why I put him there is because that's one rung up the playoff ladder than C.J. Stroud made last year. And if you're talking about strides by a rookie quarterback, and that is the bar that C.J. Stroud set last year, a unicorn type stuff, if Caleb Williams can do that and the defense can play the way that they played and the offense can start cooking with Caleb Williams, the Bears making the NFC Championship game is the sleeper team that I'm adding to this mix.
The Bears.
Nobody's sleeping, obviously, on the Bears. They're on Hard Knocks. Everybody's going to be talking about them.
Crazy.
But making it as far as I just threw out there, I don't think people are talking about that.
I'm so fired up.
Danny was talking about it yesterday, Eisen.
Yeah, pay attention, Eisen.
Yesterday. You were wish casting two playoff wins literally just yesterday.
That's
the correct use of literally.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Just get used to it every day, buddy. There's no off season.
Is there a limit?
There's no days off from training camp, and we got takes like that from reputable sources like that flying around haphazardly about the Bears.
The only difference between you and Rich Eisen is that there's no context or precedent for Rich Eisen to do Bears bits just because he's a Bears meatball. Mm. So that I'm like, okay. Mm. Well, if Rich says it, one of the top three national football voices in America,
right.
If he says it, I'm in.
Oh wow.
I'm in. I'm ready for a QB1 part. Wow. I'll throw one.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Tanny will throw one back here.
You don't.
No, I think I'm actually.
Yeah, no, you're coming.
No, I'm at the pump the brakes portion of the offseason.
Oh, you and Dusty.
Yeah.
You brought your wet blanket?
I did, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's
why,
uncomfortable
enough. Let's just get out there and play a little bit.
That's the problem, Tanny. They can't. Not for a while.
It's not allowed yet.
I know.
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
I know.
He could suck.
No. I don't mean he could.
We wavered too much. Like, we thought he was going to be bad because Danny claimed him, which is, probably still going to be true. And then we fell in love with Caleb once we got to know him a little bit.
So we actually like him.
Yeah, but now we have to go back to our original gut feeling, Caleb bad.
No.
No. Based on what? Based on Danny?
On Danny, yeah. Which, by the way, congratulations to the Cubs, by the way. 2024 NL Central champs.
Yeah.
After Danny's proclamation today.
My bad. I was off on that one. That was off.
No, Tanny's saying they're still going to win the division.
Yeah.
Because, oh, wow. Because you said I bet it before, but I bet it before the year.
It's confusing,
but,
Danny.
But still, it's like it's
hard to keep
bias.
Up. It's hard
you
to keep
showed up to the scene of the crime, DOA, and now it's like that hand's come through the dirt, baby. Six
oh,
feet under,
wow.
Sticking up through the coffin.
So he was DOA or the Cubs were DOA?
He showed up to the scene of the crime, pronounced them DOA.
Oh, okay.
Dead upon his arrival.
Interesting.
It's so hard to keep up with when he's wrong.
I'm so powerful. This is interesting. Differences between me and Rich Eisen.
Well.
Tax bracket?
Sure.
All right. Age?
Yeah.
And apparently credibility with Shane.
Uh-huh.
That hurts.
A full-time national job?
I've seen too much.
You've seen too much.
I've seen too much.
Yeah, you're too close to it.
Of Rich Eisen's credibility.
I get it.
I understand.
I get it.
No, look, here's the one thing that he has to stop saying, that all these national guys. So this is going to happen. Everybody's going to roll this out between now and September. I'll tell you the team that nobody's talking about is the Bears. Not going to be able to do that
when everybody's talking about
how nobody's talking about them.
Right. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough to do.
Yeah. But. Well, that was apparently Cody Decker in the background going, yeah, baby!
I don't think it actually was Cody Decker.
I think it was!
No. It was
no, Cody Decker was not hosting with Rich Eisen.
Oh. Yeah, that was one of his sidekicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were joking.
That was Schmoby Plecker? Is that who that was?
That was not Rich Eisen.
I thought it was Cody Decker.
No. No, it was not.
Okay.
No.
He's got his own version of like the Danettes. Like
the one more sleeper team of 2024 is the Chicago Bears making it to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, my man.
So it's my like main thing that's like it's a behind the glass producer's inside joke where anytime you say something to Cody down the line, it's my man.
Okay.
So it was very inside by Tanny.
Got
we'll
it.
Pull the curtain back.
Got it.
So and also, Tanny he said it in Q. He didn't say it on the air.
Oh, right. But I asked in Q.
Oh,
I
believe
that's trust right there.
Yeah. I trust, yeah.
Wow.
Remember, speaks once in a while, I will lie to you.
I found that out.
Got to keep you honest.
It happened ironically. Yesterday, too, I believe. Or maybe 2 days ago. It's two lies this week. That's your quota.
What was the other lie?
I don't remember.
I said I was having fun. And
did he enjoy coming to work?
Yeah. You said you liked Shane, I think it was.
Yeah, liked coming to work with us every day.
Actually, I know you like Shane. I'm sorry. It's me you don't like. So here's the thing. Shane's picture yesterday, the thirst trap. The thirst trap.
I'm not trying to trap anybody.
Oh, yeah. But then today you sent us the frame by frame trying to prove that it wasn't staged?
Correct.
And yet every one of those seemed staged to me.
Looked like it certainly looked like you knew the photographer was there.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
Let me play the camera.
I'll tell you that much. This photo wasn't staged and I didn't even know my picture was being taken. Here is a montage of photos that he took of me.
If you guys think that I saw a photographer, me, who hates getting his picture taken, hates it a lot.
So you posted a professional photo on your Instagram.
Because
which
I
is
liked
yourself.
That picture and it did a lot for my confidence. I hate
How's
getting pictures taken.
How are we doing?
You're tearing it right back down, effectively tearing it right
That's
back down.
Too bad. We said you
look
good.
You don't know me at all then.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If you think that I posed for 9 pictures with the Cubs photographer, you don't know me at all.
I said you looked good.
I get it. I appreciate that, but still.
Okay. Wow.
This is not working out.
He's lashing out in every direction.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's because he's a Cubs fan and he's upset about the season.
He learned it from watching you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Is there a positive vibe?
No, I don't think there is. Actually,
there was. But so Taney's not enjoying Bears hype.
I don't love in the NFL when you're the team everyone's talking about because you've seen it happen too. It just in sports in general.
Lions with last teams. Year.
Now I get it, but they had to go out and prove it. But more did. Often than not, you see the team, especially like it's you know, you see the team come in, they fall a little flat. Team on the other side is like, yeah, we heard a lot about them in the offseason. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if the Titans are going to be doing that. Like, it's not a divisional game. They don't play those until December 31st.
For some reason.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you see that a lot in football. Like, I just don't know how well equipped this organization and team is to deal with that, because none of them have done any winning of consequence.
Well, that's interesting because we know the fan base is ill-equipped to deal with it, and that's what you're experiencing.
Maybe that's what I'm saying right now. It's like, I don't know, and it's unfamiliar territory.
Is the team ill-equipped to do it? I don't think Ryan Poles is ill-equipped. I think he's a better, stronger, smarter dude, more stable dude with a better plan than we've really had in that spot. You know, so you have to hope that his hires share some of that strength that he seems to have.
I just think if the quarterback can handle it and is good, you're going to be fine.
Back to what Josh Lucas said, right? So that's all about that. You know, if Caleb Williams is good, none of this matters.
Yeah. The great quarterbacks make the coaches, the bad coaches look good, the good coaches look great, and the great coaches, they put them in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I didn't reference Eberflus for a reason, though. I'm thinking about Poles and his team-building concepts and the kind of flexibility that he's built into this thing at this point. It's impressive.
It is impressive. You know I'm a fan of his. I still think that Caleb matters more than he does.
Yep.
So, and especially with what Taney's talking about, handling success, handling the hype. GM in football, you build the team, and then you're powerless during the season. It's not a sport of like massive transactions. There's no minor league. I mean, there's a practice squad, but those aren't the difference-making players.
Yeah, there's a few trades at the deadline, but really just a few.
Yeah, so, I mean, his job is basically...
His job is the offseason, which is why Hard Knocks offseason is so good.
Yeah, no question about it. But I mean, once we get to these games and, you know, the 53-man roster is established, Ryan Poles, 95% of his work is done. He's hired the coaches, he's drafted the players, he's signed the players, and now it's you got to go out there and do it and handle the expectations and the pressure.
Just real quick, they'll need the blissful ignorance of the 2015 Cubs.
Yes, okay. that next feeling, absolutely. Or you could call it the 2009 Blackhawks, you know, 2008 Blackhawks. They will need that blissful ignorance of next.
But a lot of hype on this team, more hype on this team going into the year than on the 15 Cubs going into the year. More hype, like preseason. But yes, that too young and dumb to know exactly how good they are or not at this point. That's certainly hopeful for this Bears team. A goal that I didn't even know we really had until recently was accomplished by this show. Kind of. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.